Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KR&R Judge's Report for the week of April 8th, 2024. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KR&R, Goldthwait, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m., and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening at any time via the Gulf Eagle website and the Mills County website. Folks, the 2024 solar eclipse is over, and we have survived. As far as I'm aware, there were no major issues with traffic or rest during the eclipse. Mills County was well prepared for this event. As I've mentioned several times, safety for all of our citizens was our primary concern. During this last weekend, I was part of the Emergency Operations Center, which was held in our Mills County Law Enforcement Center. Texas Department Emergency Management was primarily running the show with the support from all our Mills County Sheriff's Department and staff, county commissioners in their hands, all the Mills County Volunteer Fire Departments, along with many other state agencies. So special thanks to everyone in these agencies who made sure all the Mills County citizens were safe. Traffic was very normal over the weekend. The only increase that I witnessed was after the eclipse on Monday, April the 8th. Unbeknown to any of us, around 9 a.m. on Monday, the day of the eclipse, I started receiving phone calls that people were setting up on our courthouse lawn with chairs and their cameras. I made the decision to allow this to occur since our courthouse grounds are public and did not see any problems. We ended up having around 250 to 300 people, according to my estimation, set up on and around our courthouse. And I won't say that it was a very tame and wonderful group of folks. Before the eclipse started, I walked around with Tom Guthrie, our county agent, and visited numerous people. I met people from New Mexico, Alaska, Hawaii, California, New Mexico, and many, many more states. Even met a couple from Brazil. It was pretty amazing that these people found Goldthwait to come and view the eclipse. All these people were very complimentary of Mills County and their friendliness to everyone. Large numbers visited many of our businesses and museum in Goldthwait. One business owner, my good friend Adrian Melendez, who owns La Hacienda, stated that he had one of the busiest days of the year. Hopefully all the businesses who were open in Mills County on that day of the eclipse saw an increase in sales. Now, the next solar eclipse in Texas, folks, will occur in 2045. I hope I'm still around. Other news this week, Commissioner's Court took place on Tuesday, April the 9th, 2024. Items that were approved were: a salary grievance committee was established and names were drawn to be appointed to this committee. Approval was made for the Mills County Historical Commission to move out of the courthouse into the 1888 jail for their monthly meetings. This should occur in the near future. Commissioner's Court accepted and approved a bid for mortar work on the 1888 jail. And we also approved 8,000 cubic yards of reprocessed asphalt material from TxDOT that will be delivered to some of our precinct barns and also along the highway that we can use for our county roads. Again, I hope everyone in Mills County enjoyed the eclipse. It was really a fascinating experience seeing darkness in the middle of the day. And I'm still amazed at the representation of people who came to Mills County from all over the world and throughout the U.S. All the folks I talked to appreciated the friendliness that was displayed by all our citizens. And that is all for this week. This is Jett Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.